This goes to Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-W, Flegel, F-L-E-G-E-L, fax 989-828-6835, and Dr. Kerpostman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N, fax 989-956-4105. Regarding Genevieve, it's G-E-N-E-V-I-E-V-E, Schumacher, S-C-H-U, M like Mary, A-C-H-E-R. Date of birth 9/1/1948. Dear Matthew and Dr. Kerpostman, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Schumacher with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, and congestive heart failure. Her last visit was January 30th of this year. Her weight is stable. She just found out her bone density study showed osteopenia. She's wondering what forms of treatment might be needed, and we did review that. She would be able to use bisphosphonates if needed, and also vitamin D would most likely be appropriate for use if she is low when that is checked. No hospitalization since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. She has had a history of elevated CEA levels, but they weren't sure really the reason for that. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Rocaltrol, 0.25 micrograms on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Lasix is 20 milligram twice a day with potassium, 20 milliequivalent a day. Aldactone, 25 milligram daily, in addition to other routine medications. Physical exam, her weight is 179 pounds, pulse 64, and blood pressure is 110 over 60. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done May 31st of 2023. Creatinine is stable at 1.3 with estimated GFR of 43. Albumin 4.2, calcium is 9.6. Sodium 138, potassium 4.1, carbon dioxide 31, phosphorus 4.4, intact parathyroid hormone 101.3, hemoglobin is 15.3, white count 4.8, platelets 143,000. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. 2, hypertension is well controlled. 3, congestive heart failure, no exacerbation. 4, diabetic nephropathy. We will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. For osteopenia, it would be appropriate to check vitamin D level and treat vitamin D if it is low. And you could consider low-dose bisphosphonate for this patient for treatment of osteopenia at this current kidney function. No dosage changes would be recommended or needed. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.